My name is Mariani Papanikolaou, and I am a member of a Greek local association in Patras called Kinesis. That means a movement for the defense of the rights of immigrants and refugees that live in our city. It was at around 6 or 7 o'clock in the afternoon, and it is the time that the trucks are going to the port to getting the ships to Italy. So at that time, most people from Afghanistan and from Africa that live in our city are trying to get in the truck so they could travel to Italy and the rest of Europe.
Yes.
The incident happened, as they told me, because I was not there, unfortunately, on purpose, because there were some people from Afghanistan trying to climb on a truck, and there was a second truck behind the first one that saw them, the one guy that was injured particularly, and went and hit him on purpose. The driver was of this truck was arrested, and he was prosecuted today, but we still have no news about what happened. A man from Afghanistan, the young man, was injured very badly and was transferred to the hospital. He's alive until now, but he's very very hurt, very bad condition.
Okay.
He's bleeding in most of his vital organs in the interior, as some doctors said.
I imagine he's a young boy, as many Afghans are.
Yes, he must be around 20. We're not sure about his age, but most of them are around 20. And he was adult. He was not a minor, because we have also many minors living 15 or 16 years old in the camp. And sometimes we even have kids, like 10 years old.
Okay.
But he was an adult.
What happened
after this incident? His friends, his colleagues from Afghanistan were very angry, so they started hitting the truck. They started throwing stones. The police arrived. They with the chief of the police. Police started throwing tear gas. There were people from our movement and our solidarity groups that were trying to help. And also there were the people that live there, the residents, that came. And there was a very big fight and a very confusing situation until late at 11 o'clock. There were also two other people hurt. One of them was living there. And another one, I don't know who was, but they were transferred to the hospital, but they are okay now.
Okay. So we hear that police is very violent against these migrants. Some witnesses coming from Patrasso tell us that police beats migrants who try to jump on trucks. So what is the behavior of police, and what is your idea about the intervention of police yesterday night?
Well, indeed, they are very violent, and it's not only the police, it's also the Coast Guard that are in the port. And they beat immigrants who try to go on the track. There've been incidents that people are have been seriously hurt, but so far nothing has happened in the favor of them. Although there are pictures, there are doctors that sign papers that they say that they were beaten and all this, but the police of course denies everything, and they say that it's a problem between them, that they have fights in the camp or in the street between other people from other countries, like let's say from Africa, And all these problems are caused because of this fight, and they have nothing to do.
And is this the first big revolt happening at Patras?
Well, in my opinion, this was very big because it happened just in the center of the town, in the port. There, since last year, we had some deaths from Afghan people that tried to be in the trucks. There was an incident with a 15-year-old boy that was in a truck, and when they realized that the truck was not going to Italy but was going to Athens, he just jumped in the street, in the national road, and died. But these were not this incident didn't have any impact, very serious impact after this. But now this was very yesterday it was very serious and was very violent from both sides.
So this is this happens in a context where Greece should in a way give the opportunity to recognize asylum and the refugee status to these people as they flight from Afghanistan and other countries attacked Syria, attacked by wars and other conflicts. We know that the Greek government has, let's say, bad policy about asylum. What is your opinion about it?
Well, it's true. They deny to give asylum to every to the asylum seekers, and they are making it very difficult even to go and apply for asylum. The police station is the place where you have to go to apply for asylum, and it's very difficult to go there. Besides, it's not there are no policemen that are educated how to do it, and there are no people that speak the languages of the immigrants and of the refugees and immigrants that want to apply for asylum. So the whole procedure is very difficult to happen. And at the same time, when they go, they apply, and they are rejected the next moment. So we suppose that this is the policy for the asylum here. So and it's not only in Patras, it isn't generally in Greece.
So
it's very difficult for them even to apply, to have the right to apply for the asylum, not to mention that they wouldn't accept it.
And then there is also the border to Italy and the attitude of Italian coast police and border police. We know that many people coming from Greece are rejected without even an expulsion decree, even without an interview where they can ask for asylum. Do you also know about these personal histories of migrants coming back to Patras from Italy?
Yes, we do. We have heard stories of people that tried 3 and 4, even 5 times to be in Italy. And there are also some that managed to go until Holland or England, and they were sent back due to this Dublin II. That is the law about the refugee law in Europe. So because of this law, all the other European countries are returning the refugees to Greece because they are supposing that this was the first place they entered in the European Union.
The last question, we know that there are roughly 3,000 people, according to some news agency, living in Patras, in a kind of slums, il campo, we call it. What do you think will be the reaction of the authorities, of the police, of the government against the people being now in Patras after this revolt?
Well, in the camp that is near the port, there are basically people from Afghanistan, and they are at around 2,000. And there are also people from Somalia, from Sudan, they are from Palestine and other countries of Asia and Africa, that they live in the streets or in abandoned places. And nothing has been done since the last 12, 13 years. So, and I don't know if you heard, but last month we had a fire in the camp as well, and it, yes. And it was destroyed, a very big part of it, and they have managed to rebuild the camp, and so they can live there, they continue living there. And the local authorities and or the minister that is responsible, the minister, the interior minister that is responsible for the refugees and the immigrants, have said since last summer that they were going to build a center for the refugees, but they want outside of Patras, but they want to have a detention center, not a reception center. And according to their opinion, this will solve the problem, because they will take all the immigrants and refugees there, and the problem will be solved. Of course, you can understand that this is not a realistic solution. I mean, they cannot even if they wanted, they cannot build a place for, let's say, 3,000 or 5,000 people to live in. Mm. Not to mention all the other problems that are coming with it. And besides, yesterday no one was there from them, from the political authorities, not even the mayor or the prefecture, just the chief of the police station, nothing, no one else. And they don't have any solution to do this, and they don't want to solve the problem. So we are pressing them to find a solution. We are pressing them first of all, to give papers to these people, and after that, it will be easier for them to do whatever they want to do. Okay. And for today, we have the solidarity groups here in Patras organizing events and protestings because of what happened yesterday, and we will demand once again from the local authorities and from the government as well to take care of the situation, to give asylum to these refugees, because most of them are refugees that come from Afghanistan and Africa, and give a solution to this problem.